Okay, this is Sunday morning, 12:01:25.
24.
24. Hey, I'm ready to get on with the new year, aren't I? All right, but I'm talking about, the title is 2025. It's 1:12:1:24. This is the word for the year. The Prophet's Corner Uncut, 2025. In 2025, what has been given up for dead will come alive. The changing of the guards will allow me to be in charge. Dark to light. It's been a great fight between the powers of darkness that seized this nation and the nations of the world. The children of light have held the line. Well done. You've been faithful servants. It will not happen in an instant or in a twinkling of an eye, but will be like turning a massive ship around. Let me just interject something right here. You know, when things come against us, a lot of times we toil and spin and struggle with it. A lot of times we just get in the flesh and just say whatever. Confessions or scriptures or whatever. But really, if you think about it, how did God create in the beginning? His spirit hovered over the situation. And God spoke a word. That's how we change our situations. And that's how we're going to change this nation too. Just like God changed it. By envisioning. I remember, Lord brought me back to my memory, when we first moved in this house, within the first few months, I fell, broke something in my shoulder, and I separated one of my toes. And I remember going out of town and coming back. And the whole way home, about 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours, I prayed in the Spirit, and I envisioned using my arm, walking without limping. And when I got home, I needed to wash my hair. And I was able to move my arm twice as far as I had before. That came from meditating and seeing the image that I wanted on the inside. Not a bunch of to-do and works and rotes and lists and confessions and just junk. That's how God created. We're made in His likeness and image to create just like He did. So the more you can pray in the Spirit and the more you can envision what you want, the better off you'll be. Because God will give you the Word. You put the Holy Spirit to hovering over your situation instead of you carrying the care. You fretting and stewing and spinning about things. Let Him do it. He's our helper. He said, I'll help you. Romans 8. I'll help you. You know, I'm here to help you with your infirmities. Those are things that you seem to have no answers for that plague you. That's how we're going to change this nation. Let's get a vision of the Permian Basin because that's our jurisdiction. Let's get a vision of our sheriff standing up in their full jurisdiction and kicking the devil out of every county across the state of Texas. Let's get a vision for the Permian. All right. You have been faithful servants. Let me go back. Where did I stop?
Turning a massive ship.
Okay. It will not happen in an instant or a twinkling of an eye, but it will be like turning a massive ship around. I'm telling you, while you pray in the Spirit, it will build you up, make you feel better, make you feel stronger, and you won't wear yourself out making confessions, doing everything you know to do to try to get something to work and nothing works. Let me tell you, I've been there. I did it. It don't work. But I've done it that other way and it works. The runaway mind train, M-I-N-D, has been stopped. That's the mainstream media. That's the voice of the devil. So comes the turnaround. Every area will be affected. Healthcare, finance, manufacturing, etc. That etc. includes everything in your life. There will be freedom where there has been little. The gospel will go forth freer than before, for this is the main goal. Opening the blind eyes and changing hearts will change the nation and the nations of the world. That's where it starts, the hearts of men. We got here because of the rotten hearts of men. Wipe your tears away, for those days have come to an end. My goodness will come in on every wave. Where sin abounded, much more will grace abound. I have been telling you that your best days are ahead of you, not behind you. You're at the door of a new dispensation, an open door that I have opened and no man can shut. Instead of famine, there will be feast. Nothing can stop what is coming. My people will learn how to enjoy their lives again. Expect a shortening of the work week. As financial prosperity comes, there will be no need to work endless hours just to provide. Time to enjoy your life will be a priority. Gone will be the days of the care-bear snare. My people to be free. I want my people to be free to be who I've called them to be. They will be happy and they will laugh a lot. Their mourning will be turned into dancing. No more sackcloth, but beauty for ashes. This is the kingdom way, where light and life prevail. Hardness will become unknown to you. You forget all the warfare, the pain, the suffering, the sleeplessness that has come from the heavy battle. The battle is fought. The battle is won, and now my kind of life is ahead of you. You will say, it's too good to be true. At first, you will hesitate, waiting for the other shoe to drop, but there will not be one. Only good ahead for you. So my children, cheer up. I'm weeding out of my kingdom all that will offend. You're about to behold the greatest show there's ever been on the earth. The scales will fall off people's eyes and they will say, what have I been doing? It will be so easy to get people born again, for it will go into good ground. It will be commonplace to know me. Darkness to light is coming. Set your minds on it. Expect it, for it is here. That ought to cheer everybody up today.
It is.
Yeah.